This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When did you unexpectedly cost your parents money, or when did your kids unexpectedly cost you money? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Vicky. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So, this is a story about what my daughter cost us money. When she was 16, we went on a vacation to Mississippi, and for some reason, she didn't want to go with us.
Did you said Mississippi? So, maybe she heard that part.
She had a boyfriend, and she didn't want to leave him and knew she'd have the house to herself.
Well, she wasn't supposed to have the house to herself. She was supposed to be staying with my mom and dad. But she told my parents that she was spending the night at a girlfriend's. Mm-hmm. And her and her boyfriend went down to our house, which was locked up. And instead of breaking a window like most normal people would to break into a house, he took the pickaxe from our garage and picked a hole from the outside of the house into the bathroom where the shower is.
Wait a minute, wait.
You mean to tell me he busted his way into the house with an axe from the outside in?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. He was really horny.
What were you more upset about that? That he, look, there's a lot of things to be upset about here, but I think the first thing I tell my kid is like, look, I get it. You're 16. You're about to get laid. But God damn it, man. Break a window and turn the lock on the door before you take a pickaxe and cut through the house.
Yes. She said she didn't know that's what he was doing, but why would anybody do that? And unfortunately, we were honest with our homeowner's insurance.
Oh, don't do that.
And they said that because my daughter did it, and she lives there, they were not going to pay a penny. So we wound up totally redoing the bathroom, the outside of the house, the shower. It cost thousands of dollars.
I bet it did.
Did you just repair it, or did you make any upgrades to the bathroom, since you're in that position already?
No, we didn't really. I mean, we had to put in a new shower. We had no choice. There was a hole in the wall to the outside.
So was it a tile shower?
Yes.
Oh, God. He came in the wrong way.
I mean, what is the conversation you have with your daughter at that point?
Well, we didn't know it was the boyfriend at first.
All right.
And this was a boyfriend that we, of course, never approved of anyway.
Oh, the one who takes a pickaxe to your house?
Into our house while we were gone. And then finally she broke down and felt guilty and told us the story.
Hey, man, I was not like that at all. What I always found with my parents, because I got in trouble a lot. Not because my parents were mean, but I was terrible at covering my tracks, and I was an awful kid. But a lot of times, as I'm getting in trouble for something, I realized they were done yelling at me about what they thought they knew, and I'm like, cool. So they usually got me for like 80%. There was always more of the iceberg under the surface than there was up top. So I'm like, okay, they're just cool. They don't know. Not saying a word.
Did she continue to date that guy? Was he ever allowed back at your house?
He was not allowed back at her house. She did still sneak around and see him until we finally had to get a restraining order against him.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
I bet she was not happy with you, was she?
No.
There's a moment your kids can kiss your ass. And like at the point
a restraining order.
You break into my house with a pickaxe?
Like, yeah. Right, yeah.
You can be mad about this. Vicky, are you the one who crashes all the time?
Yes.
Okay, because your son just checked in and said, this is her son. This 100% happened, and it was the dumbest thing ever. Destroyed everything, and the boyfriend was such a giant douche. And I got forced to go to Mississippi. I'm just letting you know he added that part.
Vicky, did you, word on the street is you've already had an accident this year.
I had two last week.
Why are you driving? Seriously, why do you drive?
I had to get to work.
How far is it?
Hang on. If I remember correctly, you're just crossing like Seattle, though, right?
Well, no, I moved up to Covington.
Oh, good. You get to drive farther.
And I still work down there by you guys.
All right. Were both of these accidents your fault?
Yes.
What did you do? Because it sounds to me like you do more damage than this jackass who took an ice pick to the side of your house. Seriously, like cumulatively, you know what I mean? You do more damage by getting to work and back than the guy who took an axe to the side of your
house.
Plus,
like, I know your son. I know your daughter-in-law. Like, I'm worried. You're not even my mom. And I'm like, I'm worried every day you go to work.
Now you,
I think I texted my son when I immediately got into the accident, and all he said was, "Oh, geez, Mom."
Now, are you hitting other cars?
He just, like, rolls his eyes, and he's just, like, used to it.
Are you hitting other cars? Or are you hitting people? Are you hitting stop signs? Like, what is in danger when you're on the road?
I hit a car.
Okay.
Okay, did you run a light?
No, I just switched lanes, and there was a car already in that lane.
All right, what happened in the other wreck? What'd you do in the second wreck you did?
I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth on accident number two.
Okay.
All right. And is your is
I didn't have any accidents in 2020 or 2021.
Yeah, well, but 2022.
People were at work at 2020.
Exactly. You're working from home.
It's like saying my bar tab was really low in 2020. Like, bars weren't open.
Right. All right. Now, is the car still drivable?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your insurance payment? Does it go up every time you do this? I mean, because,
or is it in a ceiling? Like, we honestly can't charge you anymore.
Like, are we insuring you like you're a 16-year-old new driver now with a rate? Or, I mean, because typically the older you get, the rate goes down.
Right.
But in your
typically,
case,
yes.
I'm having to think it's kind of more astronomical than not, right?
Well, fortunately, I was just put on my boyfriend's insurance. And they checked my driving record, and there was no accidents that were my fault. So I got a very low rate.
Now, does
but
he?
Well, one week after he put me on his insurance is when I got in the wreck.
Yeah, because now you don't have nothing to worry about.
Freedom!
Yeah, are your family and your boyfriend and your friends, is this a legitimate concern that they have as far as just
it's gotta be
caring for you and wanting the best for you and wanting you to be around? I mean, do they ever bring this up in casual conversation?
No.
They don't. Okay. It's just us.
Because it's useless.
It's just us.
They know it's pointless. It doesn't matter. You're just going to keep driving. All right.
What kind of car do you drive?
Chevy Malibu.
Okay. What color is it?
We're going to keep our eye
that's
out.
That's exactly
the
what
point
I'm
of what this is, because you work somewhere
what
close to
what color is
us.
It?
It's white, 2016.
All right. Okay.
Seriously, I'm keeping my eyes peeled.
Noted.
I'm not even joking.
Noted.
It is unbelievable. As soon as she started talking, son texted in and just said, "Hey, man." So, you know, first thing, just, yeah, this story is true. The pickaxe, I had to go to Mississippi. And then she's also a bad driver. Yes.
I'm just saying. I don't know. She has grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
Just like, I don't know, find a new route. Like, I don't know, like, is it a car service you just pay a monthly fee for? Is it a bus?
Something.
Like, well, something. It just probably, seems like it's a matter of time before she gets hurt.
It's also an hour commute, wouldn't you say?
Covington?
Here to Covington?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, that's a lot of time in the car. It's a lot of time to mess up.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of time for her to hurt.
It depends
somebody.
On the time of the day, I'm sure, and what's going on I-5, but I would have to assume.
She just moved there. I'm almost positive she used to live in Queen Anne or something.
Yeah, it was something real close.
Right, I was like, just like.
She needs to rent an apartment above her place of work.
All right, from here, let's see, to Covington. Right now, in the middle of the day, it is.
Actually, her son just chimed in and says, "His mom's lying. We tell her all the time to stop driving."
40 minutes.
Is that what you got?
Yeah. That's what I was like, I'm sure in traffic, but I don't know what time she goes to work.
Doesn't matter. Stay off the road.
Yeah,
I got 55 minutes on mine, but who knows? That is a long way out there, too, man. That is down there. When did you unexpectedly cost your parents money, or when did your kids unexpectedly cost you money? 206-803-RUN.
A lot of people do that commute every day. They don't get in car accidents.
No, I know.
Not all the time.
I'm just saying the shorter the drive, the better, right?
Yeah. She shouldn't even walk to her car. I feel like as soon as she touches the handle, like the emergency brakes off and it rolls down the hill and hits someone.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
It is amazing. It is amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.